dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy!
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, read them, vote on them, and pick a dummy of the week. And if you would like to be a dummy reader, just pick a funny dummy story on the intranets. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and say, I'd like to read this on the air. We'll work it out. You'll read it on the air, and you'll get some Lou Malnati's pizza. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. A man who stole a street sweeper led police on a chase that reached speeds up to 65 miles per hour. Wow. I'm already stunned. Police said a private contractor was using the street sweeper to clean a parking lot at about 3:45 a.m. on Sunday, then he exited the vehicle to use a handheld leaf blower. Investigators said a suspect, later identified as Tyler Haugwood, jumped into the street sweeper, which still had its engine running, and sped away. Hillsboro police pursued the street sweeper on a 10-mile chase that reached speeds of up to 65 miles per hour before the vehicle was stopped by spike strips laid out by deputies. Haugwood was arrested and charged with vehicle theft, reckless driving, attempting to elude unlawful entry of a vehicle, unauthorized use of a vehicle, and a parole violation.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Okay. Dan, did you know that those things could go up to 65 miles per hour?
Well, I mean, you know, when I read that story originally and it said 10-mile chase, I'm like imagining a chase going on at like 10 miles per hour. And then it said like 65 miles per hour. I'm like, holy crap.
I've never, not in a million years did I think a street sweeper could go 65 miles an hour. Now, was he still sweeping? That's the thing I want to know, because that 10-mile stretch has got to be clean. You're going 65 miles per hour with those brushes spinning. That's a clean stretch of highway right there. That's fantastic. Hey, you learn something new every day. This is an educational program. You teach people what they want to learn. People want to know how fast a street sweeper can go. And this
in
is...
case you're ever eluding the cops.
Again, proving why I'm getting a plaque. This is that. So that's right there. All right, we're going to break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then more dummies and more regular features in Fly Jams Friday. Yeah! Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 5. And let's get back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A burglary suspect caught in the act tried to jump a spiked fence and ended up hanging upside down with his pants around his ankles. By the way, we have a picture on our Facebook page, and I think you're going to want to see this because it's pretty great. Go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show. You should like us anyway. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. A burglary suspect caught in the act tried to jump a spiked fence and ended up hanging upside down with his pants around his ankles. At 10:30 a.m. last Friday, a locksmith working at... a locksmith working at Miles Exploratory Learning Center spotted a man trying to get into locked rooms. The man noticed the locksmith and fled, attempted to escape by jumping a tall spiked fence. The suspect's attempt was nearly successful, but his baggy pants got caught on the fence's spikes, and he ended up hanging upside down with his pants around his ankles. The photo of this unusual sight was snapped by Jesse Sensabar, who was passing by with Kristen Woodall. Police arrived a short time later, and the man was arrested. pretty great. Go to Facebook.com slash Nick D Show and check it out.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
For some reason, that's one of my favorites. It's a Deep Throat reference, for God's sake. Deep Dummy. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Three dummies. This was sent to us by our listener, Paul. And Paul was going to read, but we couldn't match it up. It couldn't get fixed. But Paul sent this in. And here we go. A northern Idaho woman told police she crashed into a deer because she was distracted by a Sasquatch in her rearview mirror. The Moscow Pullman Daily News reports that the 50-year-old woman was driving south on U.S. Highway 95 when she struck a deer. The woman told county sheriff's officials that she saw a Sasquatch chasing a deer on the side of the road while driving. She then checked one of her mirrors to get a second look at the beast. When she looked up, the deer ran in front of her car. Sheriff's officials marked the incident as a vehicle versus deer collision, but did not report any evidence of Bigfoot.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You're bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. A woman in England was arrested for for playing an Ed Sheeran song on repeat at high volume. A judge determined that Sonia Bryce of Willenhill caused a wholly unacceptable level of disturbance, quote-unquote, by repeatedly playing the song Shape of You. Neighbors complained she played the song on a loop for a half an hour. This is not the first time Bryce has had an issue. Prior to the incident, her landlords had secured an order barring her from creating a nuisance or annoyance after several previous noise complaints. The judge added Bryce should, quote, not make life for your neighbors a misery that you have, the judge said.
Dummy.
Dummy number, what am I, five? Five. Dummy. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A driver who called for help after running out of gas is accused of stealing a deputy squad car and leading authorities in a pursuit before once again running out of fuel. Troy James is charged with felony grand theft. Officials say that James called for assistance early Monday on Highway 281, saying his car had stopped and he apparently ran out of fuel. Sheriff Kevin Skirch tells the Aberdeen American News that the responding deputy tried to detain James because he was acting so bizarrely. Church said that James pushed the officer out of the squad and took off. He said James was apparently armed. The South Dakota Highway Patrol and other officers joined in pursuing James. He was eventually caught about 140 miles away after he ran out of gas for a second time. Yeah.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
All right, we got a vote here. pretty good batch this week for you, big dummy. Okay. We got a vote. I see Vic is probably busy in the newsroom. I don't see him at the mic. So the three of us shall vote. So dummy number one, the dummy who stole a street sweeper and led police on a high-speed chase. The dummy who got caught on a spiked fence causing him to show his underwear, of which we have a picture, Facebook.com/NickDShow. The dummy who hit a deer because she thought she saw Bigfoot. The dummy who was playing Ed Sheeran's Shape of You over and over and over again. And the dummy who ran out of gas, stole a cop car that came to help him, and then he ran out of gas. So let's go. This is tough, actually. This is a tough one. Dan, where are you going to go?
One quick thing. I actually messed up on the listener who provided that story. It was Peter, not Paul, that gave it to us. So thank you to Peter.
One of the saints.
Yes, exactly. And man, just Sasquatches are always funny. But I think I will have to go with our dummy with the picture because that is just absolutely ridiculous.
The dummy hanging upside down. And by the way, if you haven't seen it, it's very funny. Esmeralda, did you see the picture of the dude?
I did.
It's great. It's really great. Okay, so who are you picking, Esmeralda?
I do like the guy hanging from the thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering, how long was he there? Did it say?
No, it didn't say how long he was there.
I'm curious.
About 15, 20 minutes from what I gathered from the reports.
Okay.
Wait, so he was there in the daytime?
Yeah, it was 10:30 in the morning.
Come on. Oh, I was hoping he was there all night.
No. Yeah, if he was hanging from the night through the day, that would be pretty funny.
But I have to go with the Sasquatch lady.
Yeah, the Sasquatch lady.
Because she told people that she saw a Sasquatch.
Right. And I love that it was a Sasquatch, like there are so many of them.
Well, there's not. Well, no, because it could have been. I saw a pair of Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Are they like sheep, where you just say sheep?
No, I just
Sasquatches?
Thought. No, I just thought Sasquatch was Bigfoot. Like, there's only one. Right? So
he has many names.
I got a vote here, and I'm going to go with the dummy hanging from the fence. So that's our dummy of the week. You can check out visual confirmation of that at facebook.com/NickDShow. Okay, we break. We'll come back. Straight out of context, Nick D Show spies Fly Jams Friday. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
Yeah. All right. Nick DiGilio here. Hi, everybody. Friday morning Fly Jams Friday coming up. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Kicking off your weekend on a funky note with Fly Jams Friday coming up. And we got Nick T Show Spies. But let's start off with Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen 24/7, and whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
We begin with Never Ready. He heard these of John Williams.
We went to a breeder one time and got a wiener. We were always replacing him with more rescue wieners.
Welcome back, J-Dub. All right.
Tim submitted this one of Wendy Snyder.
I don't know where to put it.
Okay.
Jesse emailed this one of Anna DeVlantes.
There's a lot more that needs to come out.
Oh, man. Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Violetta Podramatic.
Put me in.
Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee also gives us these of Rokan.
I stuck my tongue right through it. You get it moist enough, get right through it.
So is the afternoon show going to dominate this week? Is that what?
We'll see.
Okay. All right, next.
The next couple ones are from Lou Manfredini.
Oh, there you go, Esmeralda.
First up, Lake Geneva Dan.
So you can really do anything you want on this floor.
Okay.
Wouldn't he know that already?
Come on. Just wait. And this one from Amy.
The whole idea is the more I let it grow and it becomes denser and that hardness that you want and the beauty that you want is in there.
That's pretty fantastic. Esmeralda, I almost heard Esmeralda through the walls again. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
And this one from Aaron and Harold.
Take all your clothes off.
What the? Was that Lou?
Yep.
Demanding someone take their clothes off?
He may have been telling a story, but yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Matthew heard this exchange between Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
How long?
Like 2 minutes.
Five minutes.
1 minute.
Like a minute and a half.
All right, 3 minutes.
Okay, it's a
date. All right, so that sounds good.
Okay.
Mark submitted this of you and Esmeralda.
We ate all of it.
Oh, you did?
We ate all of it.
You were talking about pizza, for God's sake. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jesse emailed this one of you.
Come on. I mean, I knew it was going to be big. I just didn't think it was going to be this big. Oh, boy. What the hell was I talking? The Beauty and the Beast, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Here's another one of you from Adrian.
You're going to beat that big. You're going to have to wash your hands for the next 6 months. Oh, God. All right.
Another one of you from Tim in Green Bay.
Whatever we grab, man, that's what you get. All right.
And another one of you.
Oh, come on.
Trudy from Oswego.
It's like, get it out fast.
What was that?
That's, I'm assuming I was talking about His Girl Friday.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Celine, Tim, Tanker Bob, and Nez sent in this one of Wendy.
Will you guys stop touching yourselves?
Whoa! What is that? Wow. Okay.
Ukuru heard these of Bill Leff, Wendy, and Kim Gordon.
Yeah. You're going to have an explosion in the office. Well, if you like it, I wouldn't start doing it now.
Okay, first, I ate one of those once.
That?
I did too. It's okay, you're not really supposed to eat them, I don't
well,
think.
Well, I know. Nobody told me that.
You're
it was
salivating
the
right now. You're thinking about it.
It was so incredibly hot.
What's going on, man? Jeez. Okay.
Kathy in Antioch submitted this one of Lou's producer, Lindsay.
You make it sound like I'm this dirty girl.
Is that after he told her to take her clothes off? All right.
Rick and Kenosha and our own Mike Jacobson emailed this one of Steve Dale.
I want to be petted by Dave Ennett.
Oh, wow. Well, who doesn't, really? Seriously, who doesn't?
Brian, Wendy, Karen, and Eric sent in this one of Wendy.
You need to get it up where her head is.
Right.
Oh, man. Somebody named Wendy sent that in?
No, it would.
Oh.
Sent in. Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Karen and Eric also heard these of Bill and Wendy.
It's much smaller than anticipated.
I'm sure Steve hears that a lot. Everybody's really seeming to enjoy it, Wendy.
Oh, it looks really good.
Everybody who's walking by is admiring it. Some are afraid. I'm not going to lie to you. There are some people who have seen the head. They're a little bit scared. I wish there was some way we could make an even larger Steve Cochran head. That's impossible on short notice. What I see there is it's freakish and yet beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was in public during that. He was outside in public spewing that filth. All right.
Jesse submitted this one of Andrea Darlis.
Do you have a quickie?
Okay.
Jesse also emailed this one of you.
When you do it, do you wear silk pajamas? What the hell was that?
You were talking about the dance from the song Creep.
Oh, Creep, right, okay.
Henry and John sent in this one of Max Armstrong.
They've got it humping this morning. That's
all right, Max.
Johnsburg AJ and Johnsburg AJ heard this exchange between Patty and Esmeralda.
What is going on down there?
Yeah, do it. I bet you it would work for you. Yeah, I'll do it like maybe two nights, and then the next night I'll be like, whatever.
That should be enough.
Yeah, and it's never enough.
I mean, this is definitely coming up.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, all right.
Jesse submitted this one of Steve Bertrand.
I'm going to need more than a beer to get me there, I think.
Is he going to tell me to shut up again? You know, in spies? All right.
Jesse emailed this one of Karen Conti.
Oh, that was really deep. That's...
Oh. Okay.
Chucker Tim sent in these of Roe, Kevin Powell, and Violetta.
Kevin and Violetta went to the G-Spot today.
First timer at the G-Spot. At least I welcome to the G-Spot. So
okay.
Thanks for having us.
I kept saying G-Spot, and I think Kevin was so embarrassed.
She's yelling G-Spot where...
Well, I kept finding arrows with the G-Spot. I'm like, oh, it's G-Spot right
work.
Here.
What the hell is going on? All right.
Our own Michael Heidemann heard these of Esmeralda and Patty.
Oh, no, yank it.
Yank the thread.
Yank it real hard.
I'm going to yank it so hard.
What in God's name? All right.
And finally, Matthew submitted this one of Patty.
Nick D got me pregnant.
All right.
We'll find out the real story after the weather and trap.
It's true, though. All right, we're going to break.
Spies.
Hey!
Someone took your plans away. So, what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
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 Like us.
There you go. That's right. Nick D Show Spies. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up in just a little bit. And, yeah. So, We've got our Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7 to the station, and when anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot down all the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
Our spies this week: Wild Bill, Diane of Naperville, Peter Indicator, Flyjam Bob, Jack, and Nez.
Okay.
All right, first one. Every week on Patty's show, she plays What's That From? Her and her crew read a scene from a famous movie. People guess what it is. Last week's scene was from Ferris Bueller.
Ugh.
And naturally enough, Patty mentioned you.
Nick DiGilio hates, with a vengeance.
What?
Hates Ferris Bueller's
Why?
Day Off. Hey, you know, I'm not going to judge. That's just his thing. That's his. It's not his jam.
He thinks that the character of Ferris is despicable.
Yeah.
Everyone's shaking yes.
Yes,
here.
Yeah, he's despicable. He's a narcissist. He's selfish, and he has a really good time, and people live vicariously through him, I think.
Yeah, he's the worst character. He's the worst character in the history of cinema. His behavior is atrocious, and that movie is a celebration of everything jerky. I hate every frame of that movie. But again, I'm in the minority. So, all right, what's next?
Next up from WGN Radio Theater, Carl and Lisa, we're talking about Facebook likes.
Do go to WGN Radio Theater, search us, and please like us.
Please.
We want to get we're only asking for 134 likes.
We're
by
trying
the,
to catch up to Nick DiGilio.
Yeah,
I think he has 10,000. So
yeah.
We're almost there.
We're love
really
it.
We're really close
could.
To Nick.
Yeah. Well, you know, 2,200's good.
It's so almost like 10,000. It's
and
like
you know
the
what?
Same thing.
Don't we have 12,000?
We do.
Yeah, we have 12,500. We're over 12,500. Just okay. Sorry, Carl. All right.
This one's from Dave Plyer's show. Recently, Dave Plyer met Jerry Lewis's agent, and they were talking about all the steps that are needed to take to interview Jerry.
Oh, my God.
To Vegas. and then Roger told him, you better bring you.
If you go,
yeah.
You know who you have to take.
Who's that? Who's that?
The number one
Jerry Lewis Jeff Hoover.
Fan and expert.
Oh, who's that? Oh, you were telling me. Who's that?
Nick DiGilio.
Oh, yeah, you were mentioning that. Yeah, maybe we
He
Nick
knows
too.
More about Lewis's movies and stuff than anyone in the world. I'm a fan of
maybe,
Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, maybe we tag team
But
that.
Nick is super fan and super expert.
Okay.
And, oh, my God, if he knew you interviewed Jerry Lewis and you didn't take him with?
I'd be dead. I'd die. You know, the other one is Jeff Hoover from the WGN Morning News, who imitates Jerry.
That's right.
Yeah, big fan. I think he interviewed him when he was in high school or college or something, like some years ago, too.
Yeah, my one chance to get a question into Jerry Lewis, I pissed him off and at a press conference for Damn Yankees when he was in town. I made the mistake of asking him about the day the clown cried. And he, if looks could kill, laser beams could have shot out of his eyes, and he's my hero. And one chance. I'm sitting next to Roy, and after I made the asked the question, he looked at me. Roy goes, "Good job." Oh man! All right.
Next one's very quick. It's from Ro Khan. He was talking about Walk of Fame, and Judy mentioned how excited she is to be going in with you,
Nick DiGilio, who has been here also a couple of decades. Right?
I'm so happy to be on with him. It's a really good group.
Yeah. Couple of decades, 32 years, bro. We've got 12,500 fans, and I've been here May 32 years. And I am thrilled to be going into the Walk of Fame. I still can't believe it's happening, and it's awesome that Judy and I are the only ones that are currently working here that are going in. So we're going to have to high five.
I hope we get a picture.
Yeah. Well, I've high-fived with Judy many times. She's the best. By the way, I can't believe no one pulled the clip from Plyer saying that we should tag team Jerry Lewis. I thought for sure somebody would pull that for out of context. All right.
And finally, an explanation of you knocking up Patty Vasquez.
I'll never forget, it was a Thanksgiving day. Steve Cochran was always gracious enough to give me time on his show when he filled in the mornings for Spike Odell. And, yeah, Nick D walked in, and that was the first thing I said to him because he had a contest on his show. My husband and I were trying to get pregnant. We had been trying to get pregnant for 2 years and not successfully. So I was listening to the radio one night, and he had this he had a question about a movie that had come out that had done poorly in the box office. David Letterman had made a joke about it, and Nick D wanted to know which movie it was, and it was the Sisterhood of the Ya-Ya. It was the Ya-Ya Sisterhood, and I won a night stay at the Marriott Hotel in Lyle, Illinois. It was also the hot air balloon weekend, which Steve and I didn't go to because we spent the whole time in the hotel, and it was the only time that we tried to get pregnant during that cycle, as it were, and yeah, so Nick D got me pregnant.
Way to go, Nick.
That's right. If for any other reason, that's why he deserves a spot on the Walk of Fame.
That's why I'm getting a plaque, because I got Patty Vasquez pregnant. Oh, man. All right. Well, you know, when I opened for Patty at Zany's a few years ago, I did my set, and then I left, and of course she was headlining, so I did my set, and I left, another guy came up and did a set, and then she came back up. She was kind enough, like, you know, at the time, Black and Blue was running, the first run of Black and Blue was 2011, and I gave her a postcard for it, and she had it, and she plugged the show. She didn't have to do that, but she's Patty, she's a sweetheart. So she plugged the show, and then she told the story about me getting her pregnant at Zany's in front of a bunch of strangers. She didn't need to do that. All right.